Storm Lake St. Mary's School Spotlight. Connie Smith joins us, and for starters, Connie, let's recap Operation Christmas Child. I know this is something that Storm Lake St. Mary's is happy to do year in and year out.
Yes, thank you. The Operation Christmas Child project ended on Friday, and they packed 94 shoebox gifts for children for poverty around the world. The project is through the name Samaritan's Purse, which is located somewhere in North Carolina. And we take our boxes over to the First Baptist Church, and then they transfer everything over. Things that will be included in the boxes were toys, personal items such as combs, maybe toothbrushes, some books, depending upon the age of the child, maybe some clothing items as well. And we have been participating in this project since around 2008, and over that time have packed 1,776 boxes over that 11-year span. So that's a very healthy community project for us.
Yeah, good job. And these boxes go to children in third world countries, correct?
Yes,
and does the whole school participate? The whole student body, right?
The whole student body, K through 12, participates. Each class puts together different boxes. The students will go out, sometimes the older students will go out and purchase the items in for their boxes. And the elementary bring in items, or they donate money, and then the teachers purchase the items and put them in the boxes for them. So,
very good. And with that, let's transition to Santa's Secret Workshop, which you're doing again and getting cranked up next month.
Yes. That has a new location this year,
right?
And that we really wanted to make that obvious. It's going to be at 1515 Lakeshore Drive, and that is right next to the Columbus Club Hall to the east. And the dates and times that are open will be out advertised, but I'll just give those to you very quickly.
Sure.
They will be on Saturday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., on Thursday, December 6th, 5:30 to 8 p.m., and on Saturday, December 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then also on Saturday, December 15th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they are still accepting donations of gently used gift items that might be suitable for men and women and children, or just cash to purchase additional gift items. The donations can be dropped off at the school office.
Yeah, and this is, again, a great chance for the youngsters to shop for their loved ones and keeping it hush-hush and not letting them know what it is.
Yes, it's always a lot of fun for the kids to be able to come in and purchase items for a very reasonable rate and then be able to keep that as a secret for their parents or their family members or grandma and grandpas.
And as you said, donations can be dropped off there at the school, or if they have any questions, I'm sure they can be directed to yourself or Mr. Berg.
Exactly.
All right. Connie Smith, thanks a lot for the information and
you're welcome
for joining us in the spotlight. Have a great day and a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and thank you for giving us this opportunity, and you have a great Thanksgiving yourself.
Thanks for saying that. Connie Smith with the Storm Lake St. Mary's School Spotlight on Mix 101.7.